and welcome to Food for Thought. I'm Dee Anderson.
And I'm Laura Mangone. And we are in Milford,
New Jersey.
New Jersey, not to be confused with Milford, Pennsylvania.
There's Milford, New York, Milford, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, actually, our friend Karen just was in Milford, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
She's telling me all about how beautiful it is by the Delaware Water Gap. And I kept thinking, Milford, New Jersey.
Yeah, they do get confused a lot.
Both on the river, pretty towns.
Well, one thing, El Charro del Rio. What does that mean? We decided it means horseman of the river.
That's what we think it translated into.
We're
going to find out when the owner sits down.
We're
going
to find out. We're giving the owner a little bit of time to get set up for his lunch business.
Mm-hmm.
But just a quick note about, because you know, as you know, our show is nationwide, and so mm-hmm. we just have listeners listening all over. So we do mention the location and talk about where we are.
Right.
We try to focus on the content of the food and to make it interesting to everybody. But for the people in New York City listening,
mm-hmm.
I looked up this morning. Now our area, is loaded with river towns.
Yeah.
Such as Milford, across the bridges where I live is Upper Blackaddy.
Quote unquote Bucks County.
Right. Mm-hmm. Frenchtown, Lambertville, New Hope, to name a few.
Right.
Wonderful weekend getaway, I would think, for people in the city.
Absolutely.
I do the drive all the time. It's about mm-hmm. an hour from Lower Manhattan.
Right.
It's about an hour and 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up this morning. Now, there are lots of B&Bs around here up and down the river.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are very expensive. The one right across the bridge in Upper Blackaddy is probably starts at $400 a night or something, you know.
Right.
So it's very swanky. I mean, it's a beautiful
right.
place. But I found one just right here in town.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Chestnut Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Very charming.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of what I call country poo-poo, which is not really my style, but
right.
wonderful for, you know, if you just, especially if you live in the city
and
you want something
getaway.
Sort of quaint and, you know, charming. And and their rooms start at $160 a night.
Right.
And some of the suites have fireplaces in the rooms.
Nice.
So the most expensive room over there is $260.
Nice.
So I thought, that's
and there's
nice.
There's also other options. I mean, in Lambertville, the Lambertville station is pretty
reasonable. Oh, yeah. Once you go farther down the river.
Yeah, but it's only 15 minutes. So if you wanted to
right.
place yourself in Lambertville, because then you could walk all around Lambertville, walk all around New Hope, right over the bridge, which is extremely scenic.
Right.
And then just come north, you know, 15 minutes. You've got a whole nother Frenchtown area. Then you come another 10 minutes. It's really... Hey, if I was living in the city and I wanted a little quick little getaway,
yes.
this is it.
I know.
Great restaurants.
I know.
Great shopping.
And it seems like so many
antiquing.
City folks go, you know, they go to Poconos or...
Or the
Adirondacks. But
right,
this is, you know, just I'm sure lots of them don't even know this place exists.
Absolutely.
There's also exciting news in this town, which has always been... very sleepy. I've lived mm-hmm. right across the bridge for about 5 years
mm-hmm.
and have frequented the area probably for 25 years.
Right.
But it's very sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
A little too sleepy for some people,
yeah,
you know.
It's like 9 o'clock, they roll the sidewalk.
Oh,
up,
yeah,
right?
And there's not a lot.
Except the Ship Inn has, I think, a nighttime atmosphere, right? They have bands and things.
Yes, yes. And what I'm so excited about for this town,
mm-hmm.
and I told Rogelio, the owner, this, is that the more that one restaurant or one business mm-hmm. cannot make a town.
No.
And so even if we, you know, when we have the Ship Inn who's under new ownership, who's doing a really good job,
right.
we have the Milford House down the road, new ownership,
mm-hmm.
they're doing a good job. Chocolate in the Oven is a bakery across the street. She's in her second year. She's looking to expand.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have this Mexican place back.
Right.
And down the...
Did you say there's a Chinese... Isn't there a Chinese place in the
There's a Chinese
also?
Takeout right. that kind of blows. But
oh.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
But no offense. No, I order from them all the time out of desperation because there's nothing else.
Oh, okay.
And if I have to, I don't feel like traveling all the way to Frenchtown to go to Bamboo House or something like that.
Right.
But a couple doors down mm-hmm. is where, and I don't even know the name of the restaurant yet, but it started out, it's like two-thirds of the space is devoted to kitchen and test kitchen, and their publishing house for cookbooks.
Oh.
So I thought, wow, this is brilliant, because her publishing thing has been going on for a long time, and she's probably established, and that could be sort of her bread and butter.
Right.
And then coming soon, everyone's hoping for the spring, is going to be like a little tiny restaurant out front.
Oh, perfect.
And I'm thinking, you know, with all of these places now that people, like if I had the money, this is the time that I'd want to buy up some of these buildings
right.
and put in shops, because that's what it's missing. We don't have any.
Walk
we
around.
Have like a,
there's
you know, a antique
there's that
store.
Antique store that has so much crap on their front porch.
And always stuff out. Don thinks it's hilarious that they just leave stuff out
I
in
know.
The snow.
It just, okay, so it snowed. Yes, at this time yesterday, we were getting 4 inches of snow. And
yeah.
They have a ton of stuff out there that some has snow
soaking wet. Yeah. It's kind of weird, but it's charming. You know, you go in there and the guy's smoking a cigarette. It's kind of fun.
Right.
And then we have a pet food. We have a pet supply store for some reason.
Okay.
We have a laundromat.
So it's got everything a small little
it's
town.
It's got... Now, one thing down the street, and we don't always talk about the competing restaurants, but why not? Because really, this is about Milford and trying to grow this town. Excellent new place on the corner. Mm-hmm. It's a bagel shop,
mm-hmm.
and of course they do breakfasts, all different kinds of sandwiches. You know, it's not just bagels; they do egg sandwiches and really good ones, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And they serve lunch and they close at 2.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as the food far surpasses anything
in the area,
well, there's not even another place to get breakfast in town. Except, guess what? El Charro del Rio is soon to start a Mexican breakfast.
Oh, fun.
Which is super exciting.
Oh, we'll have to talk to him about that.
And I'm not always going to be in the mood for Mexican breakfast, but you know what? I'm more likely to come here because it doesn't have fluorescent lighting.
Yeah.
Have you ever,
pretty.
Do you have a problem eating in fluorescent lighting?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I don't think any woman is a fan.
It's just, and it's not even.
It's harsh. It's
not very flattering. I don't care about not being flattering. There's just something about it mm-hmm. that doesn't feel right when I'm eating. It just,
right.
I mean, even when I go into a mall and there's fluorescent lights, I can't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
So this place has the funky sort of
very
hot pink walls with the green and black trim. And they have they've painted the front two walls as all blackboard. So now mm-hmm. the menu is all in funky colors and chalk colors.
It's
and
very cute.
It's just very, very festive.
It's happy. It's fun. We have, I'm going to walk around. Sorry, I lost my train of thought for a moment. I'm going to walk around and take some photographs because it's really cute in here.
Yeah, and it's almost like I want to, because I think that this town, with this handful of successful restaurants, is now at a point where it would be great for investment.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there's a guy, and he's sort of like infamous, some guy locally mm-hmm. owns like a lot of these buildings.
Oh.
And so when one, you know.
Oh, that's right. When we were at the Ship Inn.
Yeah.
The owner there was talking about the buildings next to us, and he owns like four
right.
different buildings.
Right. And I almost want to talk to him, Joe,
mm-hmm. Joe,
and talk to see if we can find, if someone could, like him, because what was his major in college, even though he has a restaurant now, it's like urban planning
urban
or
development.
Urban
yep.
development.
I think that's why he chose Milford. To sustain the area
right,
and hopefully
right.
build the area.
And maybe we can solicit investors to maybe go right to this guy, whoever his name is, I don't know.
Joe Schmo.
Joe Schmo, who owns all these buildings, and make him an offer.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if nothing's on the market, you won't have realtor fees. Make an offer. I'll bet you it could be, they're still going for pretty low, I'll bet, in
right.
this area. But not for long.
That'd be interesting to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
absolutely.
So I'm getting excited about the menu here. I'm looking, again, we're in El Charro del Rio in Milford, and it's got pretty much traditional Mexican items. You know, things are served with black beans, Spanish rice, pico de gallo, burritos, tacos, quesadillas, nachos, all different types of meat.
And look at the prices, Laura.
I know. It's like really cheap.
Really cheap.
Really cheap.
Which?
Beautiful salsas. Pico de gallo, roasted corn salsa, avocado salsa.
That's what we had.
Habanero. Beautiful.
That's what we had. Sam and I, my son and I were here on Tuesday night, mm-hmm. and they served the avocado salsa. And it was interesting because it wasn't, I almost didn't really pick up the taste of the avocado that much. It must have done like pureed onions and something else. I mean, it was delicious,
right?
But it wasn't anything remotely like guacamole,
right?
It was a little avocado, which I'm sure also
because it was a salsa, not a guac.
Yes,
right?
And the cost of avocados these days is prohibitive. So you know, but it was nice just to have something different.
They do fajitas al carbón, which are pretty traditional, served with Roja salsa, crema, queso fresco, guacamole, sweet peppers, onions, tortillas, and citrus tequila shrimp or adobe chicken, carne asada, which is that delicious skirt steak that's marinated and charred.
Right.
Chato trio, which I'm assuming is all three, the shrimp, the chicken, and the steak, and a vegetable, which is lovely.
So the other night, mm-hmm. my son had the a beef burrito.
Uh-huh.
And I had
burritos are always so huge to me because of the rice. Was it monstrous?
It wasn't monstrous, mm-hmm. but I had a salad with just some Mexican type chicken on top and mm-hmm. avocado and tomato and cucumbers. Mm-hmm. Guess how much our bill was?
$20 bucks.
$17. Yeah. So.
And
that's
I'm assuming
fun
it's
too.
BYOB.
It is BYOB. Right?
Although they do have some traditional bebidas. They have Mexican sodas, which are really delicious. They have all those, the Yumex nectars, all those nectars, mango and guava, and oh, they're so good. Nice. Really nice, nice.
And if you want to have
a well-rounded Mexican restaurant,
if you come on a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night and you can't get a table, which is common, right. Even though they're only open for 2 weeks, but
they're packed.
The first couple weekends it was packed.
Awesome.
Just go across the street to the Ship Inn and have a beer or a martini or something.
Right.
So it's great. We're excited.
Uh huh.
So we're going to be talking to the owner in just a few minutes in our next segment. But you had the food experience.
So our trip, the mission trip that I go on to Guatemala every year. I think this is. I was trying to figure it out. It's either my seventh or maybe sixth or seventh trip.
Wow.
Is in a couple of weeks, like 2 weeks away. And we always have a pre-trip dinner with all of the teammates. So this year there's 26 people.
Wait, you leave in a couple of weeks?
Yeah. On March 9th.
It's not July?
2 weeks from Saturday.
Is it always March?
I went for the first 4 years. I went in July, and then I've been going in March.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was... Okay.
Yeah. You're not wrong. It used to be July.
So what did you have for dinner?
So we have our pre-trip dinner. Our team this year has 26 or 28 members, and there are about 20 of us, which was great, because some of them are coming from Baltimore. You know, there are some long-distance people joining our team. But the majority of the teammates in our local area came, and we had it at Chambers Walk. Mm-hmm. And I did sort of a limited menu for them so they can choose for apps. They could choose from a salad, one of our house salads, or the chicken tortilla soup. And the chicken tortilla soup that we prepared is every year down in Guatemala, there are a number of team members, myself included, that sponsor children. So we pay for them to go to school at the mission. So on one evening when we're there for the week that we're there, the children come in and you get to hang out with them for, you know, you bring them gifts. It's really the only time you see them throughout the year. So it's like sponsored children's night. And on that night, they try to make the dinner a little bit more easy for the staff and for the kids. And they make this traditional chicken tortilla soup. Well, I got the recipe a couple of years ago. Okay. So I served it at the pre-dinner, and it was exactly what we have down there.
And tell me how you made it.
It's pretty much a traditional chicken soup, but it has chayote in it, which is the delicious cactus, potatoes, green beans, peas, onions, red pepper, green pepper.
Is it chayote canned?
No, fresh.
It's fresh.
Oh, yeah, ShopRite has thousands of
them. They do.
Yeah, they've got it. Their display of chayote is as big as the display is of bananas.
Really?
At ShopRite, yeah.
And what is it? I've never cooked with it. What does it look like?
It's like a, it's almost a cross.
Is it prickly?
No.
No?
I'll show you a picture. I'll post a picture. And it, you treat it, it's sort of in between a potato and a cactus. So it's not quite soft. It's potatoes. It's starchy. You cook it just like you would a potato, although it's going to cook a lot quicker than a potato because it is a squash.
It's a squash.
It's a cactus, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, and just shredded chicken, some really nice
tomato
seasonings, a little bit of tomato product, just use paste, and you serve it with tortilla strips, which get nice and soggy in there. I mean, you serve it as the garnish, but they do.
Are you the fried tortilla strips?
No, baked, just stripped and baked.
Okay.
And cilantro to garnish, and also queso fresca. Crumbled to garnish.
Nice.
And down in Guatemala, they serve it with a small little corn tamale on the side, but we just had it, you know, with our tortillas on the side. But it was delicious, and I was so happy that it came out, you know, exactly like it does when we're down there, and everybody was thrilled, you know, that we had sort of a traditional soup. And the other items, you know, it was just traditional, had them choose from, there was a chicken marsala, there was a salmon with my favorite lemon salsa, and there was a pasta just with veggies. We had some vegetarian, so I just did a linguine with mixed vegetables and a marinara. It was good. It was
really nice.
It was nice. I was particularly happy about the soup, and it surprised everyone. It was like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what we have down there
in Guatemala.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So we're running out of time, but when we come back, we're going to have the owner of El Charro del Rio, Rogelio.
Yeah,
sit down. Next segment. So
come right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and medical expenses are covered. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over 60, call 24/7 1-855-398-1754. 1-855-398-1754. Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Grant, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-695-8063. 800-695-8063. 800-695-8063.
Whoops. Welcome back to Food for Thought.
Hi, we're back. We're in El Charro del Rio in Milford, and we're sitting down with the owner,
Please introduce yourself.
How do you pronounce your name again? Rogelio?
Rogelio, yes.
Rogelio. Okay. Rogelio. Does this mean the horseman of the river?
Yeah.
It does. Oh, okay. Oh, good. My translation was correct. I'm glad.
So awesome. Where are you from?
I'm from Mexico, Puebla.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Talking to the... Yeah. I'm just going to adjust your mic a little bit. There you go. So what part of Mexico?
Puebla.
Which
Puebla? It's like an hour and a half from Mexico City.
Okay.
Yep.
And how long have you been here?
Since 1998.
Long
time.
Yep.
Awesome.
And is this your first restaurant?
Yes, that's the first one.
It's very exciting.
Really?
And it's really beautiful. I just took some photographs.
And you're young. How old are you?
I know.
I'm 35.
Oh, you look younger.
You look much younger.
Okay. Now, were you working in restaurants before this?
Yeah, I used to work in my old boss. He owns a few restaurants on Bethlehem.
Uh-huh. Bethlehem. Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
So
nice.
I used to work for him, and I found this place. I'm like, all right, I'm going to take it.
And it's perfect. It's a perfect spot.
Yeah.
And it's a perfect addition to town. I understand you've been really busy.
It's great. It's good. Like, so far it's good. You know, business people are happy with the food. They're
good.
Like, kind of.
Perfect.
And the cost, I happen to know because I looked into this place, just not that I was going to open anything, just I wanted to let other people know. And I looked and I found out what the rent was. And it's actually reasonable, which we feel as I'm a former restaurant owner. Laura has had a restaurant for over 30 years. And that expense, you know, your rent, and so many towns charge so much money that it's not very realistic for a restaurant to be successful.
Yeah, but if you have a reasonable rent,
but if you got something reasonable,
you
can
make it happen. That's really awesome. So we've been looking at your menu. Everything looks traditional. Everything looks really delicious. Do you have favorites that you like in particular, or things that have become specials, or things that you find you're selling more of?
The fajitas.
Yeah,
that's one of the bigger sellers. People love it.
They're excellent.
I love that. Oh, and you said, you had them that night, right?
Don had the fajitas, and I just shared the nachos with him. I didn't eat that much. But one thing I love about your nachos, because I have a pet peeve nachos.
We both have a pet peeve about nachos.
You get this mountain of chips like this. And there's cheese and stuff all and the meat all over the top, but then there's nothing in the middle. And so when I first ordered from you it might have even been your first night open. We got takeout. I didn't feel like going out. And so I get the nachos, and the first thing I did was I peeked underneath, and I was like,
and it's all in,
yes,
it's all in there.
You
that's
got
beautiful.
Stuff underneath, you know. Yeah. So, and I might
that's important. You
it
want all
important.
That flavor throughout the whole thing.
It's just sort of, and it's also wasteful to me when I think of places that do it that way with the chips, because nobody eats, you know, like this much chips,
right.
And then it gets thrown away,
right?
So,
right
we're
on.
Very happy.
Good
about,
job.
Very happy about the nachos.
We're very happy.
Thank you.
So it's your first. So how, because I've had a restaurant before, how stressful has it been?
It was kind of stressful. I was like, for 2 months, I was, you know, like kind of struggling the money and stuff. And like, I need to open this place. I was like, but like so far, I'm catching up with everything. So
good.
Business.
Good. Well, everything looks, from out here, everything looks like a clean running machine. It looks perfect. The menu placement is beautiful. I love the chalkboards in the back. It's really nice. The colors are bright. We were just saying the lighting is really lovely. Nothing worse than going into a restaurant that has like, you know, fluorescence or... It's really, really very pretty here.
And we were talking, too, about... I've known this town for a long time. I've only lived across the bridge for about 5 years, but I know this area for closer to 25 to 30 years. And Milford is out of between the river towns of Frenchtown and Lambertville and New Hope. This one's kind of sleepy. You know, there's not a lot going on here.
But so, that's nice.
But
it almost lets you ease into it a bit, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But my feeling is the ship in as new owners, as of just, when did we do a show there? A year ago?
Not even.
Maybe a year ago. They're doing a good job.
9 months ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Much better than it was before. Not to diss the guy who was there before. It was very difficult for him to even, you know, long story, but it was tough. Yep. And we also, we have Chocolate in the Oven across the street. She's doing very well. We have Your Place. Okay. And one thing I'm going to tell you, don't get discouraged when you start to see a little less people, because you know that in the beginning, everybody's going to come. And, you know, don't get discouraged if in a month or so you see it, because it'll come back. And the key, and what I would say is the number one thing is marketing. And now what we're doing right now is marketing, because we're going to take this show, we're going to share it on
multiple platforms.
Frenchtown page at Facebook, Frenchtown, Lambertville, Doylestown,
Flemington,
Ladies of Hunterdon County, Flemington. So that will get out to...
Even on our personal pages from the radio station.
On our personal pages.
The national station. So that's going to be word of mouth. That's going to go out to people all around the country if anyone's in the area visiting or... Yeah.
And...
For all you restaurateurs listening, this is a great marketing ploy.
You need to do this. Because, and this is free. I mean, we offer this for free to restaurants, so they don't have to pay for it, which is the best kind of marketing that you don't have to pay for.
Right.
And but also to keep the marketing going, no matter how busy you get. Mm-hmm. You know, if someone comes in and let's say somebody else comes in and 2 months from now and wants to do another radio show with you, say yes. Just do it. Because it's that constant, and that Facebook page, keep trying to get more likes. I'm terrible with my Facebook pages. I have a fitness page because I'm a fitness instructor. I also have a Delish catering because I'm a chef. I rarely post anything,
yeah,
except for when we do this show. But
it's important.
Even if you put somebody else on the job to say you've got to post, and people love pictures of food. Mm-hmm. Okay, the two hottest photos that people will look at are babies and food. So always like and have a special one night, something that you don't do, and get some pictures of it. Advertising can be expensive, but if you do it, mm-hmm. I don't know where would you advertise if you were in this town.
I mean, social media is the thing now.
Social media is really the easiest.
Absolutely. Yeah. The church bulletin is a good thing because everyone in the area.
The church down the street.
Yeah.
St. Edward's or something is a Catholic church down the street.
Just a little thing.
They called me to see if I wanted to put an ad in their bulletin.
Yeah.
They only had, the problem with them is they only had like 800 members or something. Mm-hmm. And I wanted, if I was going to spend money, I wanted to be exposed to more people. So talking about the menu again.
Yeah, let's get back to the menu. So I love carne asada. And I find that I go to Guatemala every year on a mission trip. And I find that I've been to Brazil many times. It's any area that you go to has their own specific spices that they use. What do you use that just makes it, you know, your hometown's version? Yeah. What do you put in there?
I do adobo.
Is it just straight adobo?
That's the base of the meats that I use.
Uh-huh.
It's just chiles, two different chiles, guajillos, and anchos.
And anchos, nice.
So there's.
Do you grind it yourself?
Yeah.
So with, nice.
You know, with and then garlic, onions.
Right.
That's the base.
Right. Okay.
We like kind of like boil it and blend it, and then that's the stuff that I use for the meats.
Beautiful. So yummy. What else were we looking at, Deirdre? I wanted to ask a question about. I can't remember.
Citrus tequila shrimp.
The shrimp sounds delicious. What else is in there aside from the? It's lemon or lime and tequila.
I use the same adobo and put a little orange juice and lime juice.
Oh, nice,
so
nice.
Just keep it a little
fresh.
Citrus. Yep.
Nice, very nice.
And we're running out of time, so when we come back on our last segment, please join us. We will be talking to James, who is one of the managers here.
Absolutely.
Coming up. We'll be back.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way.
We'll help you instantly. Call 844-606-8411. That's 844-606-8411. Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-359-9116 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-359-9116. 800-359-9116. 800-359-9116.
And welcome back to Food for Thought. This is Dee Anderson all by her lonesome. We had some serious technical difficulties on location, which was kind of a bummer. But at least we got our two segments in with El Charro del Rio in Milford, New Jersey. It's super inexpensive, very good, basic Mexican food. And they're going to start to serve actually a Mexican breakfast, I believe, as early as this weekend. I told them to wait a few days and try to promote it. But coming soon is a Mexican breakfast. And to those of our listeners listening in Los Angeles, New York, other states outside of PA and New Jersey, it is these river towns are definitely worth a trip. Lots to do and many river towns within an hour to visit. So one of the things I was thinking of, as I am going to continue to promote the restaurant during this segment here and there, I personally, and I'm kind of hoping that Chef Rogelio is listening to the whole show. I don't know if he will. But personally, for me, Mexican food can be a little tricky because for the classic Mexican or the basic Mexican dishes, I can't or won't, I should say. It's not that I don't have a dairy intolerance or anything like that, but I really can't have a lot of cheese, and I can't have I very rarely eat white flour, so the tortillas are out. Now obviously I can have the corn tortillas, but you know, when I go to a Mexican restaurant, sometimes my choices are very, very limited, and I will opt to have some sort of Mexican spiced chicken or shrimp over a nice big green salad with all different kinds of greens, ideally, you know, arugula and spinach and mix of lettuces and some sliced avocado, tomato and cucumber. And then just to have some Mexican flair would be in the spice rub, if you will, for the meat or the fish. I wish they had that. What I'm going to do is talk about, still promoting El Charro del Rio in Milford, New Jersey, talk about one of my favorite Mexican, you know, he's much more contemporary. This is not a guy, he does some fusion. He does, what I love about him is that he uses, lots of, sort of more obscure, authentic ingredients than you'll even find in a lot of Mexican restaurants. A lot of things that I've never heard of, a lot of things that I've never worked with, which I like that when I kind of go through his books. And he also will do things a little outside of the box and a little bit of fusion, which I don't think that this is the kind of restaurant that wants to embark in something like that. That's probably not what they're about. But just to, you know, I'm just going to put together a little wish list, because this is a place that is right. I can walk to this restaurant from my house. I'm in Upper Blackaddy, Pennsylvania, and I can walk right across the bridge. And I would go there a lot more often if there were things that I could really eat. Anyway, there was a during in one effort to tape this segment, I actually taped the whole segment and then found out that it didn't work, which is just such a barrel of laughs when that happens. So I'm actually doing it for a second time. Initially, I talked about it was a Acapulco-style shrimp cocktail served in avocado. And what I didn't like about it is it called for a lot of, it was shrimp and then a lot of ketchup, which I know that's really common in a shrimp cocktail. I will actually tolerate it, cocktail sauce, on occasion. It's just not my favorite thing. Ketchup has never been top on my list. I will put a little bit, and I infinitely, if anybody's ever had homemade ketchup, it's not even close to what the stuff that we've been used to forever. I think it's coming back. There are some restaurants I've been to recently that do their own ketchup, and it's just a totally different ball game. So if we were using something like that, then sure. But I had an idea for just a basic, and this would be something that I would eat as a main course. I would picture this on a lot of greens, a combination of spinach, arugula, and maybe some lighter, you know, romaine also mixed in there. Half an avocado, and then the shrimp cocktail, if we just did it with sort of a simple, just instead of a ketchup base, maybe just a little bit of chili sauce, and then chopped tomato, chopped jalapenos, cilantro, lime juice, olive oil, garlic, and then toss your cooked shrimp in that, put it over the avocado and over a nice bunch of greens. I mean, that might be a first course for a lot of people. It would be a main course for me. Maybe I could have one other little thing. But Rick Bayless, he's been around for a long time, and he's pretty well known. And he did have some, and another, this is a recipe for a classic ceviche, and that's another thing that you can do a Mexican ceviche, and I can eat as much of that as I want. And in this, I'm gonna tell you his recipe. It's a little different than what you might, just with the introduction of, he uses green olives in his, this is called Frontera Grills. It's probably one of his restaurants, now classic ceviche. It calls for sashimi quality, skinless, meaty ocean fish fillet, such as halibut, snapper, and bass are great choices. Personally, I would use, as long as you know you're getting it really fresh and it's never been frozen, I would use cod for this. About 1.5 cups fresh lime juice. A small onion chopped into 1/4-inch pieces, hot green chilies to taste, green olives, preferably manzanillos, 1 large ripe tomato, cored, seeded, cut into pieces, or sun-dried tomatoes. I would not, this is just, you know, food is very subjective, I get that, but I would definitely not do sun-dried tomatoes in ceviche. Just bothers me for some reason. Calls for some jicama. So that's the, using the manzanillo olives and the jicama makes this a little different. Sure, wonderful. Chopped fresh cilantro. A little bit of sugar, which I'm not sure if you really need that, but might be nice. I would probably do honey. And so you can, if you know, basically with ceviche, you're taking the all of the ingredients that you can chop, such as the fish and the onion and the chilies and the olives and the jicama, cilantro, and then you basically about an hour before you want to serve it. Now, I realized recently that I was serving over-marinated ceviche for, like, my whole career. And that is that there were times I left it for clients overnight. Now, I would argue that it's still actually quite good overnight. But I guess for the most, for the ideal consistency and flavor and freshness, really you should only be marinating your ceviche for about an hour. Let me see if he says that. He actually, okay, so he says an hour or so for medium rare, 3 to 4 hours for cooked, all, and cooked is in quotes, you know, all the way. It's not really cooked. It's just, it's marinated, macerated. Yeah, also recently found out when I talked on one show about doing a Peruvian ceviche, and the Peruvian kitchen fish market manager, she's the manager of the ShopRite where I get my fish, and she said, no, don't put anybody who's putting the coconut, or what do they call it, the condensed milk in their ceviche means they're trying to get rid of fishy flavor. So they're trying to probably, if it's a day or two old, put that in to disguise it. I'm not sure if that's actually true, so don't quote me on it, but that's what I was told by the true Peruvian fishmonger. Okay, here's one that's kind of decadent, but I would eat this. Cheese, doesn't sound that good, but I bet you it's good. Cheese-stuffed bacon-crusted shrimp. Okay, so I don't typically do cheese with shrimp. I'm not a big cheese and fish person, but I have been proven wrong many times, you know, that I've had either Parmesan on my linguine with clam sauce, although I prefer it without. I have had a Greek cod dish with feta cheese that was actually really terrific. So this one calls for about 1.25 pounds of shrimp peeled, leaving the final shell segment and tail intact. I'm not sure what the final shell segment means. I think that just means the tail and the little itty-bitty part that's connected that we usually do. Garlic cloves, chopped cilantro, black pepper, salt, 2 ounces of not too assertive cheese like Brick, Jack, Manchego, mild cheddar. So he is emphasizing not too assertive, which I think would be, 4 ounces of cream cheese cut into 2 half-inch pieces. I don't know about this. Bacon, slices cut in half. And then it says salsa, everything from bottled Mexican hot sauce to roasted tomato or tomatillo salsa are great with these shrimp. So you're cutting a half-inch deep incision without cutting through the shrimp down the side of each of the peeled shrimp. Scrape out. It sounds like we're stuffing these. So it's normally you're just making a slight incision to scrape out the dark stuff. It sounds like you're going a little deeper than that. Roast the garlic in a dry skillet over medium, turning frequently until soft and blotchy in black spots, about 15 minutes. Then you cool and peel off the papery skin. In a bowl, mash the garlic with a fork. Add the cilantro, black pepper, 2 cheeses. So that's the cream cheese and the shredded, let's say, manchego or whatever, cheese. Mix, mashing everything together. Scoop out a generous teaspoon of the filling and press it evenly over the butterfly part of the shrimp. Wrap the shrimp in a piece of the bacon to ensure that the bacon crisps. Make sure it overlaps no more than an inch. A little note for people who have done bacon-wrapped anything. When I do a bacon-wrapped scallop, I actually blanch the bacon in boiling water for a few minutes to render some of the fat. And I do that because if you have overcooked scallops, it's not going to be good. And if you brown, if you give it a chance, the bacon a chance enough to cook and get crisp, you're going to overcook that scallop. So in this case, I'm going to suggest that you actually blanch your bacon first. So you're wrapping them, you're stuffing them with the cheese mixture and wrapping them with the bacon. Cast iron skillet, ideally on medium high. You're going to lay the shrimp in the pan with the overlap side down. So the overlap side of the bacon down so that it'll stay sealed. And you cook until it's crisp underneath about 1 minute. And then turn each piece a quarter turn. So you're just browning each side of that shrimp and bacon. And you continue till all four sides are browned in the same manner. And then you serve that with salsa. I don't know. This one doesn't, to me, with all that cream cheese and stuff, I don't know, but I've been wrong before, so I'm willing to try it. Here's another one that sounded wonderful and basic. It's called Brava steak. It's from season 6, so that must be one of the other restaurants. So it calls for garlic cloves and jalapeno chilies and lime juice and pretty basic. So you're marinating the steak in that stuff, basically, with some salt. He calls for ribeye steaks and then served with a salsa huevona, which I had never heard before. It's called, huevona means lazy. So this is actually just a super easy salsa that doesn't take a lot of work. And it is some chopped tomatoes, some chopped white onion, jalapenos, garlic, and salt. So it sounds to me like everything except the lime juice, the olive oil, and the cilantro that you'd typically find in salsa. But I'm sure it's quite good. Again, very basic. I wish there were things like this on the menu. We have, what is this called? Chipotle glazed pork with persimmon salsa. Now, I wouldn't expect a dish like this to go over well with them because persimmons are just too different. But, here's a fish zaran, I don't know how to pronounce it, zarandedo. Pescada zarandedo. Dedo. In Mexican, a fish is typically split in half from head to tail, leaving most of the bones. This is a place that's near Puerto Vallarta, and they split the fish, but they remove the backbone. The two marinated sides, I'll just go into the ingredients. Ancho chilies, can of tomato sauce, garlic clove, soy sauce, Worcestershire, one fish like snapper, grouper, striped bass. Have it filleted, but keep the bones. Oil for brushing or spraying the basket and fish, corn tortillas, an onion. So you make the marinade. You marinate the fish. Then you prepare the fish. Then you grill and serve. I mean, it's really, really basic. And but something that I would definitely order and I would pay a few more bucks for. But again, just please check out El Charro del Rio in Milford, New Jersey, not Milford, PA or New York, Milford, New Jersey. Lots of B&Bs and fun stuff to do around town. They are open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And it is a BYOB. And thanks for listening and come back with us next week for our Food for Thought.
Need new floors? Empire Today makes getting beautiful new floors easy and possible. Let me show you. Empire brings hundreds of samples to you. We call it Shop at Home. The floors are high quality and come with great warranties. Plus, Empire handles the installation. You won't lift a finger, and your job is done right. Shop at home, quality floors, professional installation. That's Empire Today. Get $250 off new floors. Call 1-800-207-5115. That is 1-800-207-5115.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions now.
Call 800-579-6921. 800-579-6921. 800-579-6921. 800-579-6921.